And now Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has praised warming relations with Egypt and its President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi.
We welcome the efforts to advance peace by President al-Sisi, and we welcome the effort to incorporate other Arab states in this larger effort of a broader peace between all the peoples of the Middle East.
Now, speaking at an event near Tel Aviv hosted by Cairo's envoy to celebrate Egypt's National Day, Netanyahu also thanked Sisi for his role in supporting Israel. Earlier this month, Egypt's Foreign Minister Issam El-Shoukry paid a rare visit to Israel to meet the Israeli premier. And it marked the first visit by an Egyptian foreign minister in 9 years. Cooperation between Israel and Egypt improved since Sisi took power in 2013. Now, Egypt was also the first of a handful of Arab countries to recognize Israel back in 1979. And now we have Mr. Paulo Rudy joining us out of Berkeley in California, co-founder of the Free Palestine Movement. Hello, Mr. LaRudy, and nice to have you on the program again. Now, why have we not seen Sisi use any of his rapport with Tel Aviv before now to improve the lives of Palestinians? And now this talk of Cairo as mediator, will the Palestinians have any trust in Egypt as mediator?
Well, I think the simple answer is no, they won't have any trust, and they didn't have much trust to begin with. And Sisi is an ally of Israel. The only possible purpose of them hosting these talks is to give Israel exactly what it wants. By the way, having said that, I think if you want to put forward the peace process, I think that Egypt can be very effective in moving the peace process, but not forwards. It'll be either sideways or backwards, because Egypt has no interest in it. They're a fig leaf for Israel to pretend that they're doing a peace process. So this is theater. And it's a way of preventing any real peace discussions from taking place.
And, you know, Sisi could actually open that Rafah border crossing after that 2014 war by Israel on Gaza to just show that they actually care about the livelihoods of Palestinians. There are tons of them that were sick, needed medical treatment, and they weren't allowed to cross over. So what makes Egypt think now that the Palestinians would even, you know, look to them as a just mediator?
Well, I don't think they will look at Egypt as a just mediator. Egypt is demonstrating by that tiny little crack of the opening in Rafah that it has the power, and that it, if it gets the okay from Israel, that it can relieve the pressure a little bit for the Palestinians. But that's it. I mean, they're not fooling anybody. The Palestinians are grateful that their right of entry and exit, entry to and exit to their homes in Gaza is respected a couple of days a year. But, you know, they don't have any real expectations.
And do you yourself see Cairo doing anything fruitful for the Palestinians' plight?
Well, I wouldn't say anything fruitful. Maybe they'll, expedite a few visas or something like that. But what's that? That's like allowing them to breathe air. That's all. They're not really giving them anything that will end their misery. It will just slightly alleviate it for a very short period of time. It's meaningless.
Thank you, Mr. Paulo Rudy, for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. That was Mr. Paulo Rudy, co-founder of the Free Palestine Movement, joining us out of Berkeley.